Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
I'm just going to give you a little motivation here. And this is true from my heart. On June 6, 1944, in Omaha Beach, Colonel George Taylor taking the 1st ID, 1st Infantry Division on the beach, and they were covered. I mean, they were covered by machine gun fire that got indirect. They got to get through this beachhead. And he looks around and he says, gentlemen, there are two kinds of soldiers on this beach, the dead and those who will die. Let's go. That's where we're at right now. That is exactly where we're at.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers. And I assure you, you're not gonna wanna miss this interview with Dr. Leavelet, Todd Callender, and Pete Chambers. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister claims emergency power. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has U.S.-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey, friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here with another medical and 5G news roundup with Dr. Leavelet, Attorney Todd Callender, and we're hoping Lieutenant Colonel and Dr. Pete Chambers, who Dr. Vliet is treating for injuries that may be from an acoustic or EMF weapon. More on that in a minute. First, let me welcome my guests back. Dr. Vliet, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Sean, for having us.
Well, thanks for coming back. You guys are regulars now. Our last conversation was on February 19th, and that interview did very well. Why? Because we share a lot of truth. Oh, here comes Pete Chambers. I will let him in. In the meantime, Todd, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, a wonderful. Happy Friday. Happy to be here.
Well, Pete's timing here is perfect.
And Sean, while you're bringing in Dr. Chambers, let me just mention that I think that so much of what we're seeing has been, I think you've done a brilliant job by bringing together the medical and legal perspectives in one interview, because that helps your listeners better understand what is the legal framework that those of us physicians have been seeing on the front lines and dealing with all the legal and constitutional rights violations. And then Todd Callender can talk specifically about what the human and civil rights are and how long has this legal framework been in the planning. So I hope all of your listeners are really enjoying the fact that you've been willing to integrate your interviews and bring all of this together in a way that not many other platforms are doing.
Well, thanks for that. And I definitely want the audience to understand that Dr. Vliet and Todd have partnered to take legal action to rein in these powers that ought not be and the people that have hurt so many of us and our family members. And you guys can get behind that effort and support $5, $10, $100 at truthforhealth.com. www.sgtreport.org. They really need your help. It's a public charity, guys. It's the real deal, and it's real action being taken by these two patriots who really have put their careers on the line for all of us. So please, truthforhealth.org. I will leave the link below. And Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, and Dr. Pete Chambers joins us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, we can. Thank you so much for coming on. We just did our introduction, so your timing was perfect. And before we start about your issues and the injuries that you're being treated for by Dr. Vliet, I just want to say Biden gave a rousing and inspirational State of the Union speech that really moved millions of Americans to believe this man has our best interests at heart. And by the way, he wants $10 billion to protect Ukraine's border while keeping our border wide open. Meanwhile, a new study from Pfizer finds that the mRNA COVID injection overwrites human DNA with new genetic code. Huh. We've been told by the mainstream horror media and the doctors in the pocket of the CDC and NIH that that's not the case. That's not true. Perhaps Dr. Vliet would like to comment, but I have another news item that must be shared before we move on. New Pfizer documents have been forced to be released by a federal judge. And here is what they knew these mRNA shots, these COVID vaccines would do to those who took them. This is Tim Truth. We're going to play about 2 minutes of this. And Dr. Vliet, please feel free to weigh in because half of these things, half of these injuries, I've never even heard of.
So Pfizer just published this document, seemingly begrudgingly, in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. And this was the one where the FDA stepped in and sought court approval to make us wait until 2096 for this data. Now, thankfully, a judge somewhere ordered the FDA to release the data today. And it's a very interesting set of documents. This is one document that I want to focus on here. It's called 5.3.6, Cumulative Analysis of Post-Authorization Adverse Event Reports for BNT162b2, which is the Pfizer vaccine, through February 28th, 2021. Now, I don't trust any of the figures in here, but there's a very interesting section at the bottom where they list out a huge litany of adverse events of special interest in Appendix 1. It's a massive list. Pages and pages and pages.
1B36 deletion syndrome. 2-hydroxyglutaric aciduria. 5 single quote nucleotides increased. Acoustic neuritis. Acquired C1 inhibitor deficiency.
I'm going to pause it there. Let me jump ahead. Listen, this is ridiculous.
Ulcerative keratitis. Ultrasound liver abnormal.
60 minutes of injuries being listed. These are the injuries they knew that this mRNA injection could cause. I have so much more to say, but I'll shut up now. Dr. Vliet, your thoughts?
I don't think there's any question, but what in my mind as a physician, this was criminal intent to harm the public when they disclosed none of that in informed consent. And in fact, persecuted doctors who tried to give informed consent and tried to warn the public. The doctors who have not paid attention to these known risks that were being discussed prior to the vaccine rollout, based upon what we knew on the technology and the fact that it crossed the blood-brain barrier, it was giving lipid nanoparticle delivery to the cells that's inflammatory and damaging, and it was delivering mRNA that had the potential to alter our DNA. That was known from the technology going back 20 years. This is unconscionable, and I will go back to what has been said by many of my colleagues. These are crimes against humanity, and they deserve to be held accountable to the fullest extent possible under the law, with action lawsuits, not talking about them. And that's what Disabled Rights Advocates and Truth for Health Foundation are doing. We will announce shortly another suit against the DOD on specifically the points that are I'm seeing in my practice with vaccine injured service members who are now still being coerced to get the boosters. It is unconscionable, and I will not be silent about it.
God bless you, Doc. You guys give me goosebumps because we're all in this mess together and we're all in the fight. And of course, brave men like Dr. and Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, you guys go under the wire first. So on the back of all of this evidence of a far-reaching corporate, big pharma, big media, FDA, CDC, NIH conspiratorial cover-up, there is the question and concerns surrounding 5G and EMF weapons. Now, Tom and Pete have much to say about this. Colonel Chambers was attacked by some type of EMF or acoustic weapon, and Dr. Vliet is treating and analyzing the injury. First, I should ask you, Pete, what exactly happened and how bad were your injuries?
So I'm going to keep this real wave top level right now because there will be, you know, ongoing investigation on this. And I'm currently in the process of doing that in my state. I'm in the Texas National Guard and have been on the border, our Texas-Mexico border for the past year. And in that region, you know, along the Rio Grande, there's roughly about 10,000 to 20,000 people a week that come across that river, either nefarious actor or a family unit seeking asylum or some sort of transfer migration, as I call it. So when we're out there, my job, our job is to keep the border safe and out of the hands of the control of the nefarious actors. And they will stop at nothing to stop us from doing our job. And that being said, I'm going to keep it there. I'll let Todd take the lead on the specifics. But you know, as far as the injury goes, there is some correlation between this. It was recently released at the federal level that, you know, an open source forum that these things do exist. We talk about Havana syndrome. We talk about other things that do exist. And now we're looking at it possibly being targeted against us. And it's unfortunately, we've got to prove ourselves that we were damaged in this case and not being taken care of, in my own personal opinion, not that of the DOD, the Special Forces, or the Texas Military Department, but my opinion, Pete Chambers, doctor, that we have to take this into our own hands.
Todd, I'm going to turn it over to you as far as the injuries go and what you can say about Pete's case. But I should let people know the man's a Green Beret, is the real deal. And I bet he's got a thing or two to say about the fact that Biden wants $10 billion to protect Ukraine's border while keeping ours wide open. But maybe we'll get to that later in the conversation.
Actually, I think that's a good place to start, Sean. It's really apropos, considering that you may remember in the congressional hearings after Trump was elected into office and wanted to increase the border, wanted to build it out, a physical one, in fact. And the Democrats said, no, we don't need that. We'll just put up an electric border. Well, that's really what we're talking about here. It's dawned on us that given the thousands, no, it's more like millions, it's got to be, EMF transmitters, when you take into account everybody's wireless is now 5G equipped, and all the nodes everywhere. I mean, it really does have to be millions of these things, all of which are dual-use technology, all of which can be used either in a civilian application for our herald or seemingly in a military application or as a weapon. It's no different than a butcher knife. You use it to cut up your carrots, and it's a tool, but if you use it to stab somebody, it's a deadly weapon. And that's right where we're at with this. We're coming to find, we don't know all of the details yet, but we're coming to find that so serious are these attacks, so serious are they on our military folks, in fact, or government folks, that there's actually a brand new act. It's called the Havana Act, funny enough, named after what happened to our diplomats in Havana. There is an acoustic weapon of some kind or EMF. It's radio frequencies one way or another, depending on what wavelength and power. We don't know entirely, but we're working on that. But what we do know is that it's injured enough people to get Congress's attention, where they've actually created a victims compensation fund. So this isn't speculation anymore, whether this exists. It does exist. Identifying the exact source of this particular weapon, which one's doing it, can be a challenge. But we're working on that. But we know that we've got the injury. We know the person who did it. We've got a witness. We've got the weapon. And now we have to find the actor. And my hope is that it's an actor and not a lot of actors. Given how many of these are around, given that seemingly there are very smart people all over this world, and we're talking about electronics to be handled remotely, it will be the challenge to actually figure that part out, but we will. And I want people to take it seriously. I would also state this, and it's a challenge to you as well, to everybody. If you go to any one of these EMF transmitters, any one of these 5G cell phone towers, even the 4G ones have it, there's a placard on each and every one of those poles, and it says radiation danger or something along those lines. The challenge is find one, take a picture of one that doesn't have that, because that placard has to exist according to OSHA laws. And if they don't have it, that's an attack that we can bring.
Well, let's unpack this, because, you know, when Pete was sharing his story here at the beginning, my impression or assumption was that the attack took place from opposing forces on the other side of the border. That might be the case. And you guys tell me if you think that is the case. But if we consider just how devious the powers that ought not be are, when they tell us they don't need a physical border because they want an electric one, well, like 5G, that could be used as a weapon against our own forces to really keep the border open anyway. Is that what may have happened here?
That's right. Yes, it's entirely possible.
So do these weapons exist right now at the border?
The answer is yes. This is where the attack happened. We have the damages. We know the area. It's really now just a function of finding the actual weapon, because there's lots of them.
Can you explain that? Are we talking about towers? Are we talking about drones? What are we talking? Are we talking about LRAD?
So let's start there. That's the easy one, right? Everybody's seen down in Australia the crowd dispersal mechanism, whether it's the active denial system or LRAD. I think they're largely one and the same. The one they used on the people in Australia was operating at 96 gigahertz, and it cooked the people, right? So this is radiation. This is microwave radiation, and they literally cooked those people, ended up with blisters and all kinds of injuries. So that one was obvious because we have a dish sitting out there. People got pictures of it. But what is to say that a node from a 5G tower can't do the exact same thing? And let me put this in front of you to think about that. In Wuhan, Halloween night, 2019, 10,000 5G transmitters turned on in Wuhan. Immediately thereafter begins this COVID pandemic. Well, within those weeks, you know, short period of time after they turned those on, 21 million Chinese turned off their 5G subscriptions. They ditched their 5G phones. Why? Right? Because what we're coming to find is that our devices are acting like targeting systems, right? We're swimming around in radiation all day, every day, whether it's in 5G or the sun or anywhere else, it doesn't really matter. It's when those beams get focused and how do they get focused that we get injured. And what I'm trying to say to you is there are 5G towers on top of every single public school right now. That all happened while everybody was locked in their homes with COVID. Why are they there? Do we really need faster internet? If for nothing else, people can simply ditch their 5G device like the Chinese, like 21 million Chinese did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we do see some of these towers being taken down by vigilantes across the world, but there's so many of the towers that is really not a rational approach to the problem. Dr. Vliet, maybe you could tell us about Pete's injuries and what you make of all of this.
I want to be careful about patient confidentiality. I didn't expect that connection to be discussed today, but let me give your listeners an analogy to clarify and amplify what Todd said. Remember that every Boy Scout and Girl Scout growing up was taught how to use a mirror to concentrate and focus the sunlight to start a fire. So I would just submit to you that the 5G towers, for example, can be used for faster internet download, and they can be used to focus the energy in a similar way. And we already know that militaries around the world, including our own, including the Chinese, have developed weapons using electromagnetic radiation, using sound, LRAD. And I spoke with one of my physician colleagues in Washington, not my physician colleague on this interview, who pointed out the white vans in the crowd dispersal when the National Guard were lined along the streets in Washington in 2020. And he pointed out and asked, did I remember the white van with the antenna on top? And I said, yes, I do. And he said that was ready to be used in the event of a violent outbreak, and it was an EMF weapon. And he knew that for a fact because of his work. And he was involved at White House level security and issues related to such damage. So I think it's important to keep in mind that, yes, this does happen. And from my own training in radiation oncology at the beginning of my career as part of my medical internship, we clearly were taught the dangers of radiation exposure. Obviously, it can be therapeutic, but it can also be damaging. And we all had to wear radiation badges at the hospital. Every hospital department of radiology people, the staff wear radiation badges. So my point to your listeners is this is known. It has been known for 60 years since radar was developed that there can be detrimental effects on human beings. And there's a whole syndrome radiation sickness. Look it up. Mayo Clinic online has a handout for patients on radiation sickness. Now, it happens that many of the symptoms are similar to COVID-19 and to hemorrhagic fever. So there is a linkage in common symptoms. But that is the kind of situation we're dealing with. Now, I think it should be Dr. Chambers who talks about his symptoms, not me, because he will decide what he's comfortable disclosing.
Yeah, and I have no problem discussing it. I'm transparent, and if it's going to help another soldier or a civilian and experiencing these things, I think we look at these as though sometimes they're sentinel events. We see something happen, we decide that something happened, we need to take care of it. What are symptoms? So we want to tell people if something like this does happen. If your kid's at school and they come home and they say, "I have this sudden headache, I have this loud ringing in my ears, I have nausea, vomiting," if it gets that bad. These are things that brain fog is a term we use, but if you could imagine looking through like a cloud, if you've been underwater for a while in a pool and you come out, it's kind of cloudy. That's brain fog to me. That's what I've experienced. And there are different levels based upon the amounts of EMF or electromagnetic frequencies that I've been exposed to. And, going and knowing the specifics of that, it's gotten on a level of 10 over 10 at times, and then, back down to 5, to where now I'm out here in the country in Texas and I don't feel anything and I'm not around those kind of towers. Feel pretty good. But there is some side effects, and then there are some signs and some diagnostics that we've performed. And one, I'll just give one, is my MRI, which shows what we call demyelination. So you think about the myelin sheath over your circuitry in your brain. Let's speak real plain here. It's like taking the wires off of your plug going in the wall and then allowing two wires to touch, and then you short circuit something. So those send impulses around the brain that should confuse the brain, and it can really throw you out of whack. And depending on where in the brain, it could be anything from brain fog to encephalopathy we call it a Wernicke's word salad. I've seen a soldier that happened to in a different location. Where they just didn't know what they were saying. They thought they were saying something, but it comes out as a salad. It's Wernicke's area of the brain. So it depends on where the damage took place, what side the force came from. That's the things that we look for. But those are the basic symptoms. And then times and places we're going to keep close hold right now just because of the investigation.
And Sean, to amplify what Dr. Chambers just said, I want to say unequivocally, there's no question in my mind when someone is physically fit, as a Green Beret soldier clearly is, and suddenly there is acute onset in the environment with known exposure, and the acute event includes rapid onset neurologic symptoms, confusion, nausea, vomiting, splitting headache, there's no question in my mind medically that if those did not exist prior to that, and they did exist in that moment of the exposure, and they resolved with distance from that exposure, which is the way radiation acts, then there's a causal connection. And so I move this out of the realm of speculation and say, this happens. It is known. It is published in the medical literature. And there is a hugely critical connection. And I think that's relevant for parents. When your children are sitting in a school building that has these massive antenna arrays now suddenly on the roof, and they're sitting there all day, listen to what your children say, as Dr. Chambers said. And you need to start looking around the schools as parents and say, what's going on here? And why do we need all of these massive antennas in the school building? We have a photograph on our website, truthforhealth.org, with the radio program that I did making all of these connections. And that graphic was taken right here in Tucson with this massive array right next to the bleachers where people gather for sporting events, right next to the parking area, and right next to where parents are dispersing their children. And if you look at the mesquite tree in the photo, half of it closest to the antenna is fried. That is dead. The other half is totally green. 8 months later, the entire tree was dead. So think about the implications. If the hardy, heavy bark of a mesquite tree cannot withstand the 5G transmission from this antenna array, what is happening to the children sitting in that school or on the bleachers every day?
Yep. And as we covered in our last interview, Tom Wheeler, the former chairman of the FCC, was absolutely foaming at the mouth to fast track 5G approval. To hell with the studies. It's just too damned important, he said. Literally his words. It's just too damned important.
Tens of billions of dollars in economic activity. And that's damn important because it means that U.S. companies will be the first out of the gate. And that is why 5G is a national priority. And stay out of the way of technological development. Unlike some countries, we do not believe that we should spend the next couple of years studying what 5G should be or how it should operate. The future has a way of inventing itself. Turning innovators loose is far preferable to expecting committees and regulators to define the future. We won't wait for the standards.
Todd, the point is there were no safety studies done by any of the, let's say, stakeholders in 5G. Industry has done no safety studies, and yet most of the American people believe 5G is safe, just like the vaccine, safe and effective.
And yet the Europeans have. I think it was the Swedish that actually led the way to figure out what was safe in terms of emissions. We have nothing. You could be sitting out there in a field surrounded by 5G. You wouldn't even know what frequency they're transmitting at. What we do know is that different frequencies affect your body differently. We saw, for example, what the 96 gigahertz frequency did to the poor Australians that were peacefully sitting there. They weren't doing anything at all. And yet, if you look at your Wi-Fi, it'll say that it's sending and receiving up to 2.4 gigahertz. That's in the 5G range. And by the way, the millimeter wave, as it goes down, penetrates deeper into the body. So we don't even know what the effects are unless you're running around with a meter to understand what it is you're getting exposed with. There is nothing. There's literally nothing out there for us to understand what the real danger is other than a mesquite tree that goes dead over 8 months. It's absurd. How is it that we don't have these? And I think I sent you some time ago, we actually did a legal study on this. How is it possible for us to stop 5G? And we effectively found that we couldn't through a legal process because we'd found that even city councils were sanctioned with criminal charges for voting against 5G. The deck is stacked. The question is, why are they doing it?
Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which by the way has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Just to answer your rhetorical question, is it's part of a eugenics plan. And do we want to try to tie two of the most nefarious things that I've ever seen in my lifetime together? That's the mRNA vaccine, quote unquote vaccine, and 5G. Do we want to make any attempt here to tie together these two nefarious plans? Or is that just too woo-woo to try to tie together 5G and the shots?
No. You actually, the good Dr. Vliet already did. And in fact, in a prior interview, I think we touched on the fact that we have scientific papers that show when people are subjected to the 18 gigahertz signal, the lipid nanoparticles release the payloads that they're carrying. This is our concern. And in fact, very early in this interview, you made reference to the post-market study from Pfizer. Did you happen to notice what the number one serious adverse event was?
Yeah,
we talked about it's
removing your chromosomes.
Yeah, it's the 1p36 gene deletion. It happens to turn people's brains to mush, amongst other things, makes them bite. All of those kinds of symptoms we're talking about. So they're inextricably intertwined.
Well,
it makes
Sean,
a perfect killing machine.
Todd's right, but look at this way. if you separate them, the five classes of adverse reactions, and I've enumerated this, but I'll just in my in-depth interview, but let me just quickly list them. Blood cell changes, immune system disruption, oxidative stress, cellular changes in calcium, cardiac effects, and neurologic effects. That those classes of injury documented with radiation exposure, electromagnetic frequency, various ranges, various injuries over 60 years. That's an independent effect. Then you have the independent inflammatory blood clotting, blood changes, all of these same six classes of injury with the COVID shots, because the technology drives the mRNA and the lipid nanoparticles across the blood-brain barrier and causes brain inflammation, nervous system inflammation. That's one, another independent. And then you add the COVID illness, which also, and whatever is causing all of the aspects of that, it is the COVID-19 illness syndrome. So that syndrome has the same six classes of damage. And those are each independent. Well, what happens if you have independent causes of fire in the body, which is the way we describe it in terms of inflammation, is like setting fires in the systems of your body. So if you have independent causes of fire, what happens if you combine them? Well, the same thing that happens when you send multiple gas lines feeding a fire to make it burn hotter. That's what it's doing to the body when all of these combine in the same person. So even if you simply look at the independent actions of each of these injuries to the body, and you look at how they combine synergistically, you have massive damage to human beings and other living organisms. Animals are not immune either. So I think it's critically important that your listeners understand this is known medical science that goes back many years on the radiation front and is well spelled out on the vaccine front for 20 years and is also well documented with what spike protein damage was known from SARS-CoV-1 20 years ago. So this is not new information. The fact that they are all coming together now was by design, and it has devastating effects.
Colonel Chambers, are there any other white hats? I consider you a white hat on the border, trying to shore up our borders. You know, we talk a lot about white hats in the 17th letter of the alphabet. And let me tell you something. There are white hats that still exist. There are people that still care about this country. And I think it might go all the way up to President Trump, by the way. But we have, in my view, not your words, my words, an imposter in chief sitting in the White House and the border's wide open. Are there any other white hats like you who have been injured?
God bless you for asking me that question. And here's the deal. We do. And on the border, we have people that are resigning their commissions. We have some that still believe they need to stay in uniform to help the ones that are still out there. And I was one of those. I took the shots because I believed I needed to be on the border because we had a crisis situation. I didn't know anything about it in January. We didn't have any VAERS. I had a bad discernment about it, but I had to go to work. So I did it. I'm going to share something with you on the screen if I can. It's disabled. Okay, I'm going to tell you about something. On 1 February 2022, this year,
you can share.
Director of NALA.
You can share it. I enabled it.
Okay. The Director of National Intelligence released a document. It's redacted, but it's released and it's unclassified. All right. Stand by. Fire in the hole. Ready. Shot out. Here we go. Declassified. Director of National Intelligence Haynes, 1 February 2022. Executive summary. This is on anomalous health incidents. This is declassified. This is open source. You can find this. I'll give you the link. That's what it is. It's right there, DNI Gov Files, ODNI, right up at the top. What this is saying is that Havana syndrome does exist, that hits, they're calling these hits. Of course, the government comes out with all kinds of crazy, we're going to call this EMF hits combined with probably with the shots myself, in my own personal opinion. But somebody inside of the government is a white hat because they declassified this thing. This thing could have stayed classified for the next 20 years. Somebody wants this out for us to use. You have to understand this. There are still good people inside. I meet them all the time. Feds, whatever. Then I meet people that are just downright scared. And that's to include some of my generals. And I could say that right now because I got 60 days till I get out. So You know, when I have to go head to head with a two-star, I'm just a lowly lieutenant colonel, but when I have to go head to head and tell a two-star that I refuse to follow their orders because they're unlawful orders, that's a bad day. I've been chewed out before. I don't mind it, but I will stand in the way of wrong for my soldiers. I've done it from taking a bullet for my soldiers. I'm definitely going to do it for my career if it's in danger. But there you go. That answers your question right there. There are white hats and they are there. I can share this link and you can put it up and share with it as you will, because it's open source.
That gives me goosebumps, all right? Because this is a battle for the soul of our nation, and it's a battle for our families, our kids, our progeny, our future. It's the battle for the Republic. It's the battle for humanity, because the forces aligned against humanity have a monopoly. They own all the biggest corporations. They own big media. They own big pharma. They own all of it. And they seem unrelenting in this attack on humanity. Now they're going to back off a little bit and say, okay, no more mask mandates. But still, and this was my question for you, Dr. Vliet, Dr. Eileen Crespo, those spots are still airing. They're spots produced by the Minnesota Department of Health, and they air every single day. They're throwing millions of dollars at this campaign. Dr. Eileen Crespo telling concerned parents that the vaccine is safe and effective. She's vaccinated her own kids, and she recommends don't delay. So maybe I'll play one of those spots here.
Doctor, one of the things that I'm struggling with is with my spouse. So he's not ready to have our kids vaccinated yet.
I definitely would recommend not waiting. We think it's really important to get people vaccinated now. We wouldn't be recommending these vaccinations if we weren't strongly convinced with the scientific evidence that is available that they are safe and they are effective for children. All of my patients are like my own children. My own children have all been vaccinated, and I recommend that all my patients be vaccinated as well.
But those spots continue to air in the state in which I live, despite all of the documents that we now know are coming out of Pfizer.
I wouldn't give them any more airtime. That is unconscionable, to vaccinate children with these experimental shots when children do not have risk of dying of COVID unless they have diabetes, obesity, or lung disease. Children recover quickly, and to give them this experimental shot that damages the brain, damages the reproductive organs, and sets that child up for problems the rest of their life, I think is so unconscionable. I cannot even wrap my mind around any physician or public health official who would be making such clearly false statements that jeopardize the lives of young children. It is beyond my comprehension that they can even do that and sleep at night.
You know what we should do? Food for thought. Dr. Vliet, Todd, me, boy, Pete, if you'd like to join us, it could be a lot of fun. We should do a Zoom call in which I call the Minnesota Department of Health and we ask them why they're still airing these spots. And we provide whoever will take our call with the quantifiable information that these mRNA experimental injections are not only harming people, they're killing people. And not only that, children are 99.987% basically immune to any COVID boogeyman virus. Evidently, they don't know that.
Well, Sean, I wouldn't waste time with the Department of Health public officials who've been clearly co-opted. I would reach out to the parents groups and let's educate the parents. If I may share screen, I will, you may have to edit out part of my getting there, but I will share a graph that shows what I'm talking about with regard to the ovarian and testicular damage, which is devastating for children. So, Sean, this is a study published by Chinese researchers in 2018. And just to make it simple for your listeners, they very nicely made blue the color of male injury to the testes in males, and they made pink the color of damage to the ovaries in girls. And these were animal studies, but males and females. And if you look at this picture published in 2018, based on work that was being done in the years leading up to publication, because people need to understand, it may take a year or year and a half before a journal article, the research is done and prepared for publication and then accepted. And we knew this 12 years ago in pharmaceutical research, that the lipid nanoparticles damaged the ovaries and testes in every species studied. That was 12 years ago. This was published in 2018 by the Chinese, who now have a nice graphic to show how males and females of the species under study were damaged in every aspect of ovarian and testicular function. So that's the objective scientific data that's been known for many years. So to proceed with these experimental shots and to proceed with telling parents to vaccinate their children is devastating to their children's testicular development, brain development, ovarian development, and future fertility, as well as their overall health, because these hormones from the testicles in men and ovaries in women affect every organ system in your body, not just fertility.
So let me share this. I know people are getting sick and tired of me mentioning Dr. Eileen Crespo, but literally in one of these spots, this woman asks Dr. Eileen Crespo about potential reproductive harm or issues associated with the shot. And Crespo says, well, we know from the trials, we know from the studies.
This is something I know is very important to really all families, to be sure that you're not doing something today that can affect your child's future. And what we know is that the scientific studies that were done while they were studying the vaccine, some of those women actually ended up getting pregnant during the trials. So we know that the vaccine did not have any effect on their fertility.
So therefore, we know there are no reproductive issues. Have you ever heard of anything more empty and devoid of intelligence in your life than that response, given what you now have shared?
Well,
with us?
It is devoid of intelligence, because a short-term study of a few months, so somebody gets pregnant. That means that the study didn't go long enough to see the damage we've just talked about. And these are long-term effects. When you damage the oocytes in women's ovaries, women are born with all the oocytes they will ever have in their lifetime. Men make new sperm every day if their testicles function, which the lipid nanoparticles prevent optimal function. But the ovaries are permanently damaged. Once the oocytes are gone, women don't make any more. So their fertility is affected, but that won't come to light until years down the road. When they do studies in children, if the children aren't at reproductive age, you're not going to see the reproductive damage until they reach puberty. It's a no-brainer to think about the common sense aspect of that. And for someone with supposedly an advanced degree to fail to acknowledge that is utter stupidity, or they're corrupt.
Well, not to defend Eileen Crespo in any way, shape, or form. I'm a huge critic of her, and I really think she needs to repent. But these are spots that are essentially driven by CDC talking points. They always tell, the CDC has a website where they tell physicians to essentially role play and practice so that you can have these specific conversations with your patients when these kinds of questions come up. And that's exactly what these spots are. They're CDC talking points.
Well, then you go to my other point and the point Todd has made. These are crimes against humanity. They're planned, and they are deliberately putting out false information and then persecuting those physicians like Dr. Chambers and myself and many others who are presenting the truth based upon what the scientific studies have shown for at least the last 20 years.
Well, we can keep going here, guys, but I think this has been a very impactful, important discussion, and we've covered a lot of topics. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, I see your white hat right there. You are literally a white hat. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else about your particular case you want to share, or anything about the imposter in chief? I don't know. My word's not yours.
Okay. I'm just going to give you a little motivation here, and this is true from my heart. On June 6, 1944, in Omaha Beach, Colonel George Taylor taking the 1st ID, 1st Infantry Division on the beach, and they were covered. I mean, they were covered by machine gun fire that got indirect. They got to get through this beachhead. And he looks around and he says, gentlemen, there are two kinds of soldiers on this beach, the dead and those who will die. Let's go. That's where we're at right now. That is exactly where we're at. Time. And that's all I want to say about that. I'm like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that.
So we either take a stand and defend life and freedom, or we won't be around to do so.
Amen.
Todd, any last words to rally the troops and give people some direction? How can people take action?
Well, first and foremost, get over the notion that you need a lawyer, right? There's only so many of us. There are thousands of people that can stand up. There are millions of people that can stand up and assert your own rights. It's as easy as that. Start with no. Get rid of the 5G. That's a no. Am I going to put my kid in school exposed to 5G? No. Are you going to take the shot? No. You don't need a lawyer for that. Just assert your own rights and stand up.
And file a criminal complaint. Todd's firm has designed a model criminal complaint. It's on our website on a scrolling banner. You can't miss it. Click on the scrolling banner, file a criminal complaint, and take action in your local community. Truthforhealth.org. Go to the legal options on our website and take the stance that Todd just talked about. You do not have to submit to an experimental treatment. You do not have to submit to being a guinea pig to the 5G experiment to get a faster video loading. Think about your life. Your life and your health is worth more than that.
I had a conversation yesterday with Jeff from Keep Colorado Free and Open. And we're going to follow up with Jeff and Julie, Colorado Mama Bears, and Todd maybe on a future call. But Jeff shared this with me in an email, and I think it succinctly summarizes what we just heard there from Lieutenant Colonel and Dr. Pete Chambers. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Who knows if perhaps you were made for just such a time as this? We're going to have to storm the beach together, friends.
Amen.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't thank you enough for your time. I want to thank each and every one of you individually. First, Dr. Lieve Leet, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Todd, the attorney, one of the good attorneys I know too, Tom Renz and Todd Callender. Thank you, sir.
Really, it's the thanks to you, Sean. Thank you kindly.
And Lieutenant Colonel and Dr. P. Chambers, thank you for your service.
For the kingdom.
God bless all of you. Friends, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and those folks who join us over at sgtreport.tv. And for real news every single day for free, you can get the antidote to corporate and mockingbird mainstream horror media lies at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
They're maximizing arrests, maximizing asset seizures of the cabal, and minimizing collateral civilian damage. And by delaying and allowing the Biden show to have a full year of absolute treacherous, treasonous activity, we're seeing treason, and it's like, let the Biden show have a parade and let's see who joins it, because the ones who join it, we're going to get the goods on them and arrest them too.